Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk a little bit about practicing what you preach. We're going to find out what that means. But first, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. Tri-County Roofing, been in business since 1971. That's a little piece of time right there. That's over 50 years. So they know what they're doing, and they do it right, and they've been doing it a long time. You can call them at 810-732-7740 or go to their website, tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. If you've got a low pitch or flat pitch roof and you need it fixed, you got a leak, you got a problem, or you know you got to get it replaced, get a hold of Tri-County, have them take care of you, and you'll have that peace of mind knowing that you've got it done right. Just a lot like practicing with your gun. You got to practice, and these guys do it every day of the week, and they know exactly how to fix your roof. So get a hold of Tri-County. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And thank you for paying attention to us here on the show. And thank them for sponsoring this show. Now, if you're not willing to practice, don't complain about your performance when the stuff hits the fan when you're out there hunting. So my point is,
that's what Adam Kinzinger was doing. He was practicing the other day. Did you see that?
No, tell me about it.
Yeah, they were shooting at steel targets from like about 10 feet away.
Now, who is this Kinzinger guy?
Adam Kinzinger, he's a former congressman,
yeah,
Republican, but he fell out with, he's kind of like best friends with Liz Cheney. I think they were the only two Democrats on the
I think I just threw up in my
January
mouth a little
6th
bit
committee.
When you said Liz Cheney.
Yeah, they're
just saying Liz Cheney makes me a little sick to my stomach.
So he gets real sad. You know, sometimes he cries thinking about how terrible the country is. Mm. And but he's
it is terrible right now.
But he's a yeah. I might disagree on exactly
yeah.
why. But,
yeah.
But he's a as a Republican. He's still a gun supporter, and he was out shooting with someone else, and there was somebody filming it, but they were a little too close to the steel targets.
Oh, yeah.
And a fragment hit a reporter there covering the event. Plus, they had this stuff. I can't remember the name of it. That
Tannerite? That blows
Tannerite,
up.
Yeah.
The way you held your hands, I thought, you're looking at something that's going to explode.
Yes.
Yeah, Tannerite.
It's like sitting right on the table in front of them.
That's crazy. You know,
they're shooting over it.
You could have a ricochet come back and hit that, and it blow you up. I don't know how in America all the rules against guns, but yet you can go to Walmart and buy Tannerite right on the counter, and it makes no sense. This stuff is dangerous.
What's it for?
Play. It's for playing. You have to shoot it with a high-powered rifle, and it blows up. They put it in stoves, in cars, and it's dynamite. I don't know how they get away with it. Now, last year I was deer hunting. I think it was Thanksgiving afternoon. And we had two shoots and fests going on near me. Property adjoining, bullets were whizzing through the woods over my head. I was calling my buddy trying to get him to go knock on those people's door and say, stop shooting into the woods, I'm out here hunting. He wasn't answering. And about a half mile away, all of a sudden the automatic fire turns on. Somebody's really laying down some fire. And then the ground shook. And the explosion was tremendous. And I was like, holy cow, that was a lot of Tannerite. And it shook. And I heard there was complaints on Facebook later that day that windows were broke out of houses. That's how much Tannerite they blew up. So I don't mess with it. I got friends that do. And they'll like put it inside of a freezer and know where they're going to shoot with the door shut. And they shoot through the door. And next thing you know, the door's flying past them.
So they've
stuff
got
is
these,
dangerous.
So they've got these tables in front of them. The targets are, you know, like 20 feet away.
Yeah.
Not far.
Right.
I mean, so close that they did have a fragment come back and hit a reporter was with them, and they got this Tannerite right on these tables in front of them. They got all these weapons laying down in front of them. I mean,
doesn't sound very smart, does it?
No.
No.
Adam Kinzinger.
And they filmed it.
And it was filmed. And then
so
they
if you're at the range and Adam Kinzinger's there, just
don't
leave.
No, leave. Go. Because he's
exit
crazy.
Stage
he doesn't,
right.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a he's a crazy.
It takes
he's very sad, too. He cries a lot.
Well, Dan, let me tell you this. I don't play with Tannerite. I have, in my truck right now, I have a complete clot-stopping, or a bullet-clotting kit. You know, said if you get shot, it's injectable.
Mm-hmm.
I take it to the range every time I go. I have
out in the woods? You have it in the woods with you, too?
I have a small pack that goes with me when I hunt.
Yeah.
In case I cut myself. You know, you're cleaning a deer, you can cut yourself.
You know why you do that, John?
Because I practice what I preach. That's why. I do it, right? Is that what you're going to say?
That's it.
That's exactly it. Now, and it's important. Yes, there's a lot of gear to take in the woods with you. But I have a mini clot stopping kit in my case. And then I got the big one in the door that takes care of full bullet wounds. Ugh. It's injectable. It's in a syringe.
Wow.
You stick it right in a bullet hole and you squeeze it. And it stops the blood from coming out. But it can save your life.
Save your life,
especially
for
if you're
sure.
by yourself to range, which they never recommend you go to the range by somebody. Yourself. But last year, I almost got killed in the woods, man. I parked my four-wheeler, and there was no shooting going on. And then I got off my four-wheeler. I didn't walk 30 yards, and all of a sudden, bullets were zinging over my head. And we had some probably kids unattended. You know, the parents were probably gone. Something was happening. And they were decided to just shoot sporadically into the neighbor's woods. I was hunting in that woods. I had orange on. I'm thinking, they got to see me. But it was apparent they didn't. So I had to hide behind trees. And when the shooting let up, I didn't even want to get on my four-wheeler. I thought, that's a moving target. They might be stoned.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays with all the pot smoking in Michigan, who knows? But so I should have called 911. And if I ever have to do it again, I will. Because it was, they were illegally shooting.
It's unsafe,
Oh, terribly unsafe. So
they weren't practicing what you preach. They might not preach anything. Yeah,
there was absolutely no concern for what was in that woods. It could have been your kids out walking, looking for mushrooms. You never know what it could have been. But you got to practice what you preach, and I do, and hopefully you do too. We're supposed to be responsible gun owners. And that's part of being a gun owner in America. We need
you own your shot.
You own it from the minute you pull that trigger, and you know it. So know your gun first. Understand a lot of things about your gun. Know how the safety works. Know how the trigger works. And I say that, and people go, "That's ridiculous. Why? Everybody knows a trigger. You pull it." Well, there's a lot to a trigger. You need to understand all those little intimacies about that trigger because every gun is different. I talk about an old Savage rifle my dad had me hunt with. This I could never tell if the safety was on. The trigger was that hard to pull. It was, you pull on it and ready to shoot at a deer, and you hope the safety's off because you got to pull so hard it was terrible. It needed a trigger job. My brother Dan has it now, I think, in Missouri. But you know your gun, know your safety, know your trigger. Three very important things. Understand the limitations of the weapon you're hunting with, and know its distance, know how far it can shoot, and understand the terminal performance of that round. Terribly important. That's what makes you a successful hunter. These are all the things you have to practice. You got a mindset. You gotta physically have the muscle memory to know, especially in Michigan, you only get a few days to hunt. You want to get out there and get it done right. And are you still trying to look up that Adam Kinzinger thing or no?
Well, I've got it. Yeah, I've
got
it.
Oh, you got it?
Okay. I've got him.
He wants to talk to me.
Oh, no. I got him crying at the Junior 6 thing.
That'll just be a way out of the show for this segment.
That's what we'll do. Yeah, okay. I'll have it ready to go.
All right. So most guns have a fit and feel that are specific. Some guns have a high cheek piece like Weatherby's. And some of your like Weatherby Vanguards and some of your Remington stocks and some of your Winchester stocks. Ruger's doing a really good job right now with that Gen 2 rifle, real high cheek piece, natural fit to a scope that is just out of this world. Natural point ability in aiming. It doesn't come natural to everybody. Every gun doesn't fit everybody. You have to be fitted to your gun. And if it doesn't fit you, you got to figure out how to make it fit you so that you can be successful at hunting, because there's a lot of people out there hunting with guns that just don't fit them.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to we won't say names, but when people cut their foreheads with the scopes, they were in such an uncomfortable position when they pulled the trigger. They shouldn't have. That happens. So, know your gun, know the safety, know the trigger, and understand the limitations. Just like Clint Eastwood says,
man's gotta
know his limitations. Mm-hmm. And so do women, so do kids, and they have to be taught, and they have to, and I'm not saying you got to teach everybody. I'm saying a lot of this stuff doesn't come natural. It comes with time and training, and the older I get, and I did get older yesterday, so I'm feeling
happy
it.
Birthday,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So It's a Tylenol Saturday. You know
who
it is.
You know who didn't learn their limitations?
Who?
Adam Kinzinger.
How bad?
It was terrible.
Terrible. I got to watch this.
You got to watch this video. I sent it to you.
No, I'm going to tell you. I have been hit with shrapnel.
Yeah.
Like six times in my life. Okay. I've been shot with a shotgun. I've had bullets ricochet right back. One caught me right in the cheek.
Oh, geez.
Legs have been hit several times. That's where most of my hits have been. But I did catch a shotgun blast to the chest. Luckily, I was hunting. It was very cold, and I was hunting with a lot of good clothes on.
Oh, shit.
And a duck jacket,
canvas.
And then I had a down vest underneath it.
Mm.
And it absorbed most of the shock, but I was still bruised.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God the shot didn't hit my head.
Yeah.
Or I probably wouldn't be here.
Hmm.
But that kind of stuff happens, you know? And
well, especially Adam Kinzinger, when you're out, you're 10 feet away from the steel targets. I mean, it's just moronic. And then you got the, what do they call it? Tannerite?
Yeah.
Big cans of it sitting right there in front of me.
That's scary
big
stuff.
Big dummy.
I tell you, that's a big boom. And you'll hear it. You know, a lot of people say, why did my glass just rattle in my house? Somebody was playing with Tannerite. And that's, if you're going to do it, be careful.
Huh.
It's not for the light faint-hearted. Okay. So be very, very careful with it if you do choose to use it.
All right.
Now, is in this can I gotta check on this Kinzinger guy? I'm gonna have to look into this.
You gotta look at it.
I don't watch a lot of BS like that, you know, where it's.
He's getting kind of sad here. Oh, he's got to clear his throat because he's.
Oh, he's getting choked up.
A number of you and gotten to know you.
He was a Republican congressman from Illinois.
Oh, well, that's his problem.
May, like individually, feel a little broken.
He gets a starts to tear up.
About the effects you have to deal with and. You know, you talk about the impact of that day.
Uh-oh.
But you guys won. You guys held.
Uh-oh.
You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days.
He's, you know, and the thing is, you know,
Republic, aren't we?
He's very sad, but I it's fake. I mean, it's so fake.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of fake stuff right now, a lot of fake news.
You know, Christine Blasey Ford, you know, you saw her testimony, Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
She backs up Kamala Harris's story about working at McDonald's. She said sometime in the 1980s, she worked at a McDonald's somewhere in California.
Oh, is that right?
Christine Blasey Ford confirmed it.
Oh, confirmed. Oh, so it's the truth.
It's the truth, then.
It's the truth. Yeah. She's our truth finder now.
We're going to come back.
Are unbelievable.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock.
If you vote for him, it's your fault.
Back right after this.